Yeah, and I think you've already talked yourself into this a bit, Tash. Yeah, notice I listen to these messages all in order, and everything I'm telling you ends up telling you what you think at the end as well. You're missing the basics. You're still seeking, you're still riding, looking for the bounce. The bounce comes because you ride the basics well. So here in the trot with Flo, she's not gymnastic enough to have that bounce. She needs to be in a flatter, more simple trot, and we shouldn't be going into that big passage, a big collected step at the detriment to her basic straightness and her basic way of going. She may feel better as you go along and offer big steps, but they need to be yours. So you need to say, as her mum, ultimately, no, I know you're feeling better, but you're still not straight yet. Keep your trot flat. Let's get you straight. Keep your trot flat. Let's get you straight. And then she will continue to offer big steps, offer big steps. And at one point you go, oh, everything's good. Yes, you can take some big steps. Good work. I won't make you flatter. I'll let you keep going with that. Whoa, but not if you're going to be crooked again. Get back to flat, find your straight again. Then offer. So all of it across the whole thing is you're still back, gone back, regressed back to that premise of I want collected. Collected comes because you have the working trot perfect. If the working trot is not perfect, you can falsely create a bigger trot with a talented horse, but you'll always come across these problems. So with your hypnotism thing that you're talking about, I want my basic working trot to be perfect. Is it on the training scales? Can I make the horse, can I, does the horse take, okay, is it on the training, sorry, let me start again. Is it on the train tracks? Yes or no? If I let my reins go or take my reins up, does my horse follow that contact with an elastability? Is there stuckness in there? If I turn a circle, does he stay on the train tracks? If I change my rising trot, does he follow my tempo? Am I able to keep my legs off? Those things are the important things all the way through to Grand Prix, and those things, if in place correctly, the horse offers all the things that you're seeking in terms of collection, power, etc. So when you're riding, you never ask for all of those exciting things. They get offered, and you decide whether the horse is of a good enough way of going to be able to do them. That would be your good hypnotism.